understand we almost got to a pruning question, but we didn't quite get it answered.
I know, it's kind of a little tickler.
So, pruning for this text message comes in, wants to know when's the best time to basically desert natives, your Palo Verdes and your ironwood. I think you could probably throw a mesquite in there. He didn't include those, but I think that's a you can include
that.
You want to
really back off on your pruning of any of your desert trees right now. You know, waiting until spring, until after a bud break is usually your best. You know, we try to do a little bit of light grooming right now. We are doing a little bit of trimming of olive trees right now, some light thinning to get them ready to be sprayed for olive for fruit, suppressing the fruit development, which will come up in January and February. If you want to get good coverage for that spring, your olives, now's a good time to do a little bit of light thinning. But other than some olives, and of course all of your deciduous trees can be pruned right now. This is the ideal time between in December and January. We trim all of our elms, our ash, our pecans, our mulberries, pistache trees, your vitex, any of your trees that lose their leaves, this is the best time to prune them. And then, as I said, a few of the evergreens, like the olives, we'll do a little bit of light pruning on.
And you have a class coming up on pruning if somebody really wanted to learn firsthand.
We do. The Desert Botanical Garden has hosted a class I've taught for the last 8 years, and it's just a great class. I teach it about 6 or 7 times throughout the year. Our next class coming up is on January 16th, and you can go to the DBG website at dbg.org. dbg.org and find that class there. It's on pruning trees and shrubs. And yeah, looking forward to that. Had a really great response this last year to that class, and it fills up pretty quickly, so people should probably get on the list. It also will be offered a few more times in the spring. I think there's another class in March, and then several in early summer.
Now, I know your expertise is arborists and trees, but you do have a wide variety of knowledge as it relates to a lot of things, but especially outdoor living. And we've got Tian from Glendale, who's in a rental home, but desperately wants to start gardening again. And she wants to know if she can create a raised bed, approximately 4x8, over a lawn without damaging it. No.
I think it'd be pretty tough, yeah, because the weight of any kind of planting medium is going to be too much. You know, it'll compress the grass and pretty much destroy it. And then working around the raised garden is going to trample down the grass as well. I know that if you're limited in space, you may not be able to put a raised bed that large on a patio or somewhere else, but you could start smaller, even getting some large containers. My wife and I have, with our busy schedules, have really done more container gardening than to have a raised bed. We have some raised beds in our plans, long-term plans, but right now we have some herbs and spices. We've got some, you know, some small vegetables that we grow in containers that we can move around. You know, they can keep them in the sun or out of the sun in the heat of the summer, moved out into the full sun during the fall months, and then, you know, back under the cover of our patio during the winter. And it's nice to be able to shuttle them around and have that flexibility. So that's another option for the listener, is to, you know, maybe go to something like container gardening.
There's a lot of vertical wall gardenings that have been popularized.
Vertical walls are really cool because they're space savers. You can use any wall. There's some systems you can get online that essentially you put potted plants into slots, basically like a bookshelf, and then they grow outward. They grow out horizontally, and there's watering systems for them, and it's a real space saver, but you can get a surprising number of plants you can get in them.
And if you have a block wall, it breaks up that plain,
it's
plain
really,
block look for you.
Sure, there's some architectural variety, you know, contribution as well. There's really a couple of cool ones at some local restaurants. At the Z Tejas there at 16th and Bethany has a couple of green walls inside their restaurant that are just way cool. I saw those when I was there just a week ago.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you during the week or needed an arborist on site or to talk to you and didn't get on today, y'all will be traveling this afternoon, how would somebody get a hold of Integrity Tree Service?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website at itreeservice.com. That's the letter itreeservice.com. Or you can phone 602-788-0005. Be happy to help you any way we can.
We appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us. Thank you. What's y'all's Christmas plans?
Oh, we're going to be hanging out with most of our family. Four of our five kids are coming into town, and with some of the two of our two granddaughters, and we are looking forward to hosting the whole family. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do y'all have a favorite meal that y'all prepare, or annual tradition? What do y'all serve?
We always have a nice turkey, and my daughter has said she's going to do the turkey this year, so we're excited about that.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.